Deng Dowdeng says immigration officials issue diplomatic passport to some South Sudanese who are not entitled to diplomatic privileges. Deng says his office will address the abuse of diplomatic rights in South Sudan.
Our passports are becoming something to laugh at across the world. If you travel with 30 South Sudanese, 20 of them have diplomatic, official, or a special passport. There are specific categories supposed to have a diplomatic passport. We will put them into a newspaper. Who are supposed to have a special passport? The category is defined by law. Who are supposed to hold official passport? They are defined by law. So I really want to take this opportunity to inform our public and to ask our people to help us cleaning the image of the country.
A source within South Sudan's Foreign Service who is not authorized to speak to the media said under South Sudan's Diplomatic Act, passports are issued by directives from the foreign minister and should be surrendered once the person is relieved of his or her duties or after completing a foreign mission. Deng says South Sudan has approximately 400,000 civil servants and that more than 2,000 are holding diplomatic, official and special passports.
Any former official or any other person that have got this particular passport by one way or another, you are directed and requested to return this passport to the following institution. If you are in Juba, you surrender this particular passport, whether it is expired, and you have no any official title to hold that passport, to give it back to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, to the Director General of Protocol. That is very important. We also encourage our citizens that are holding this passport to surrender them to the Director of Nationality and Migration in Juba, or in case of a state, you can surrender this passport to the Office of the Governor and to the Immigration Office.
According to the South Sudan Diplomatic Regulation Consular Service Act 2011 and 2014, diplomatic passport, special passport and official passport are issued to diplomats, government officials and the presidency. Deng says some South Sudanese who use illegal ways to obtain diplomatic passport are creating problems across the world.
We directed our office at the airport, the Office of Migration at airport, and the Office of Security at airport. If you don't have clearance from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, that passport will be taken from you. We don't want any embarrassment in the last minute. You take it back to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs so that we help our country to clean our image.
Lieutenant General Atem Marol Biar, Director General for Nationality, Passport and Immigration, says his office is not responsible for approving the diplomatic passports.
All these passports are all responsibility of the Foreign Affairs Ministry, the one we use to approve them. Our role as a Department of Migration is to print them, but we don't approve them. We don't have the responsibility of approval. So whoever need all these passport, he used to go to Foreign Affairs Ministry, seek the approval, and even all verification, processing of the document, they used to complete them there because we have a branch there. The Office of Migration who used to do this.
Atem says those entitled to diplomatic passports include the president, his advisors, ministers, speakers of the assembly, and members of his specialized committee, director generals and the top generals in the army and police services, ambassadors and foreign mission diplomats, including their family members. He has ordered immigration officers to check travelers holding diplomatic passport at Juba International Airport.
You see, last time when I came, I gave an order to migration officers who are working in different airports and in different borders that if there is somebody who is relieved from his position and is still holding that passport, or for example, he was a minister and he relieved and he's still having that title, he must be prevented to leave. You have to be told, don't use this passport again. We have that order now in airport. Yeah. When you came and you are using the same passport like me, if I am relieved from here and I want traveling and I want to use the same passport bearing the the title of Director General, I have to be stopped. I have that orders in the airport. So I don't know how those who are traveling with it. But I never heard, because sometimes people used to went there, then they are told no. Nobody can arrest them because they were actually VIP. But they used to be told, you cannot travel with this passport. Some of the people, they accept, and even they came to me here and changed. Most of them now, we give them an ordinary passport.
Minister Deng returned to South Sudan yesterday from Oslo, Norway, after attending an international conference on children. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.